We're so glad you've joined us for the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. I'm Pastor George Pearsons. This is my wife, Pastor Terry Copeland Pearsons.
Yes, Copeland. That means I am the, not the oldest, if you don't please. I don't want to say oldest, but the eldest.
Eldest.
The eldest.
That's very nice. You know, one time
there, the oldest.
Somebody came up to me one time and said, "Aren't you George Copeland?" I just said, "Yeah."
Sure.
So it's whatever, it's a pleasure to have you with us. And we thank Kenneth and Gloria Copeland for the opportunity once again to be at this desk, this holy desk, to be able to preach the uncompromised word of faith to you. And all of the outlines are available from these sessions right now. You can go to kcm.org/notes and you can print them out. You can use them for your own study. And
you can use them right now. They're just what I like.
Follow along with us.
Follow along. Just we put a lot into these outlines.
Yep.
And we do that not only for that, you know, what we do would flow well, but also so you can have them, you can use them and make notes on them as you go if you like.
So, if you've not been able to tell right now, we are into some pretty crazy times. It's pretty amazing out there, Terry, isn't it? The things that are going on.
It's well, Jesus told us this was coming.
Yeah.
Jesus told you this was going to happen.
I told you.
But the whole Bible, they're all through the Old Testament, the New Testament, we see the pointing to the days, the times that we are living in. It even from the first book of Genesis, there's indication we start to see that this time that we are in is coming. And Jesus, he talked to us about it in a lot of places, but especially in Matthew chapter 24, Luke chapter 21, where there's a great dissertation recorded in those places that tell us about what the end times will look like, the sign of his coming, as well as the sign of the closing out of the church age. And that's where we are. We're seeing all this wrap around. And Paul referred to it in 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1. I like what the Amplified says. Well, I wish it didn't say it, but it does.
Right, right.
He said, in the last days, times will be perilous, hard to bear, and difficult, full of trouble. And while we wish they weren't, some people think, oh, I just can't take it anymore. But here's the thing. Yes, you can, with the help of the Lord.
That's right.
With
That's right.
the tools that we are, with all of our little Pearson's hearts, we are endeavoring to equip you with the things that you need from the Scripture to be able to not only just bear this, but to be an overcomer. Because Jesus indicated that through this all, we're supposed to be full of joy. And he said, you should rejoice. Your joy may be full because I have overcome the world and I'm giving what I overcame it with to you. So everything that Jesus had to overcome as he did is given to us. But he went on to tell us to say, see to it that you be not troubled. See to it that you're not deceived. And it takes a strong spirit. You know, you could be born again, but never grow in the Lord. You can remain a spiritual baby forever. And that's a terrible way to be. There's a time where you have to grow up. And that's what we're talking about, is this growing stronger and stronger in the Lord. And that's why I appreciate this foundation scripture, George, that you're the one that set this series in place and said, this is what we're going to build on.
Proverbs 18:14. The strong spirit, this is the Amplified Classic translation. The strong spirit of a man sustains him in bodily pain or trouble. But a weak and broken spirit, who can raise up or bear? You know, it was Keith Moore that said this, a strong spirit will get us through anything. A strong spirit will get you through these end times. A strong spirit will get you through whatever challenges you're facing. A strong spirit will get you through any kind of attack that the devil will bring to you. And we know that from our own perspective, our own personal lives, we've seen so much taking place in our church, in the ministry.
Just look around.
In the news, it's the pile-on technique that the devil has. And if he can weaken you, if he can weaken your spirit, he can get you to give up. He can get you to quit. He can get you to quit going to church, quit reading your Bible. But we have to be in these days and in these times strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And that's what we're talking about, how to be strong in the end times. Let me read this scripture to you. This is 3 John 2.
I want to say something about that, George, that what we're doing right now is talking about the strength or the what a strong spirit looks like and the benefits of that.
Yeah.
Because if you're not hungry for it, you won't do what it takes to develop that. So before we jump a whole lot into the how-tos, we've been saying it all along.
Right.
But we're talking a lot about the benefits because we want you to be hungry for this. See the value, see the importance of it so that you will listen to what we're saying and invest into these things that we'll continue to talk about on into next week and maybe
beyond. Just for a few minutes here, we're just talking about why. Why develop your spirit? It's like where the physical body is concerned. Why go to the gym? Why do I go to the gym 3 times a week? There's sometimes I wake up and I think to myself, I would rather stay home. But as I'm driving out here to the gym, and we have a gym at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, I come out here and I'm saying to myself, this is what I need to do. This is what I need to do to be strong, physically strong, to be able to handle the things that I have to handle. And so I make that decision and I take it very seriously. It's not something that I do just once in a while. It's something that I'm doing all the time. Well, how much more does the spirit of man need to be trained in the times that we're in? Because we're at war. This is wartime. It's wartime in Israel, but it's also spiritual wartime that we're facing right now. And we have to be trained. We have to be developed. Just like soldiers are trained to do battle, we know that things are coming. You just told us about that, Matthew 24. We know that things are coming. So what would you do if you knew things were coming? You would get ready and you'd get prepared and you'd get strong.
A lot of times people think they're doing okay because they're still breathing. And they have normalized the conditions, the external pressures, they've normalized that and want to continue to live as they did before and think they'll just adjust. But that in itself is a deception. And Jesus said, don't be deceived. Yep. So we have to do more in days like this to guarantee our spiritual strength and health and life, not only for what is there today, but we've got to be prepared for tomorrow, and you can't wait till tomorrow to be prepared.
Yeah.
So it's preparation today for the things that are coming, and Jesus said it will increase.
You don't have to succumb to the curse of the law. You don't have to submit to the collateral damage of the direction that the world is going. Because when you're strong, you can fight that. You know, there's a scripture, I'll read it very carefully, quickly rather. Psalm 112, verse 6, talking about the established heart. Surely, and this is a picture of somebody whose heart and spirit is strong. Surely he shall not be moved forever. The righteous shall be an everlasting remembrance. Verse 7, he shall not be afraid of evil tidings. His heart is fixed, trusting in the Lord. His heart is established, and he shall not be afraid until he see his desire upon his enemies. So that's a picture of an individual with a strong heart. And that's why we have to do that. It says in 3 John 2 in the New Living Translation, dear friend, I hope all is well with you and that you are as healthy in your body as you are strong in spirit. Boy, that says it right there. Without proper care, now our spirit, our body has an immune system, but our spirit also has an immune system. And when that immune system is weakened, it opens the door to the effect of the curse. In the same way that a body's immune system that is weak is open to all kinds of disease that's out there. Well, the same thing with the spirit of a man. The stronger you are, the more you repel the curse of the law.
You know, there are a lot of indicators, which we'll talk more about those indicators next week, but seeing that when there's lack of success in your prayers, lack of response to your faith, when you're making efforts, but not producing, that's an indicator of a weak spirit. And some of the symptoms are that is all the, what if, and what are we going to do? And pressure starts coming. It could be panic, dread, sleeplessness, trouble. When you start to see those kind of things happening, or you're suddenly suspicious of people, suspicious of everything. You're making decisions based on bad news instead of being led by the Spirit. All of that points to a spirit that is not strong in the Lord.
That's right. That's exactly right. And our spirits, just like you feed the body, you need to feed your spirit. I like what Brother Hagin talks about, that the Word of God is faith food, and you need to feed on that faith food to be healthy. Our spirits must be fed. They must be strengthened. They must be trained. They must be developed. They must be exercised in the same way that we do our bodies and our minds. And we can become so strong. You know, there's a limit. When I go to the gym, there's a limit to how big I can get and how strong I can get in there. I can't be as big as this room. However, the spirit of man has the capacity, unlimited capacity of growth, of development, of becoming strong in the Lord. The choice is ours. The choice is ours as to how we do that. And we can move the mountains in our lives. There are mountains that we're moving right now that we had a hard time moving years ago. But that is because we've gotten strong in the Lord.
When John said in the scripture, Pastor George read to you, 3 John 2, he says, may you prosper even as your soul prospers. Well, man is a three-part being, a spirit, a soul, and a body. And so the spirit is the part we're talking about strengthening, but the soul is vitally connected. In fact, it's eternally connected, your spirit and soul. Peter refers to that as the hidden man of the heart. So the spirit and the soul. So the soul, that's the mind, the will, the emotions, personality, those rest in that soulish realm. But the spirit being strong, when the mind is renewed, will produce a spiritual prosperity, a mental prosperity, an emotional prosperity.
Right.
And then the spirit supplies life to the body for a physical prosperity, meaning your health and your well-being, but also the natural things that we need, like finances and substance and material. So being strong in spirit is what empowers your soul, mind, emotions, and body. When we say to prosper, well, what does that really mean? It means to do better, to continually do better. That's a good definition.
Do better. That's right. Now, developing a strong spirit is not a suggestion. Mm-mm. It's a command. And if you look with me at Ephesians 6:10, in the Amplified Translation, it says, this is the Apostle Paul speaking to the Ephesians. In conclusion, be strong in the Lord. Be empowered through your union with Him. Draw your strength from Him, that strength which His boundless might provides. And one of the reasons he was saying this was because he was talking about, we wrestle not with flesh and blood, but powers and principalities and rulers of the darkness. He's talking about spiritual warfare and how strong we need to be putting on the armor of God. So be strong in the Lord in the power of His might.
Yes, when he says be, anytime you see in the scripture where it gives a command, be strong, be bold, be courageous, then accompanying that is the ability and the empowerment to be strong.
Yeah.
But as I was thinking about that scripture, and I thought about that, be strong, you know, the first thing we go to, we've already connected it to this, is physical strength, physical might, and I go to the gym too. So,
yes, you do.
So, is that physical strength, but I want to, the word strong means so much more than that. We won't elaborate on it too much, but but think of it like this, to be strong in the Lord, to be strong in something, to be strong like strong in math or strong in science. But let me read these definitions of strong. It means able to withstand great force or pressure and not affected by hardship. Hey, that's where we want to be. Able to withstand great force, great pressure, and able to withstand hardship. Mm. Right on the other hand, it also means able to exert great force. Not easily disturbed, not easily upset or affected. In other words, unflappable. Just steady, consistent.
Yep, that's right.
Just steady all the way through and not overly excited and alarmed or panicked and not sucked under by the pressures of life. It means possessing skills and qualities that create a likelihood of success. For example, like I mentioned, strong in science, strong in math. We could say it this way. Be strong in the things of the Lord.
Yeah.
Be strong in spiritual things. Be strong in the Word. Be strong in faith. Be strong in love. Be strong in patience. Be strong in joy.
Yes.
Be strong in Him, the things that pertain to Him. Well, how are you going to do that? Well, we'll talk more as we go through the next week, but we do it by feeding, as Pastor keeps saying. What does it mean to feed? Well, we spiritually feed through our eyes and ears and what we say and then doing. So we hear the Word. That's why we're giving you things every week. We're giving you ways that you can feed on the Word of God and have it going in your heart through what you read and through what you hear. So it also means strong in character, showing self-control and determination. One of the most significant things you can do is to not be spiritually lazy. But as we say things like this, say, that's the way I'm going to be. Mm-hmm. That's how I'm going to do.
Yep.
And be so determined that to go against everything that would be easy. Sometimes we make it a little hard on ourselves on purpose, you know, so that we can grow.
Right.
You only grow in strength, physical or otherwise, when you resist an opposing force.
Yep.
You lift weights, that's an imposing force.
Mm-hmm.
And when you exercise that, you press against the resistance.
Yep.
And that's how you build strength.
I like that. You press against the resistance. Mm-hmm. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you.
And it makes you stronger for whatever his next trick is.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the stronger your spirit, the easier it is to receive from God, to resist the devil, and to stand in faith. Now, we're going to be talking more about that, but that's important for you to know that you're able to resist, you're able to receive. It's easier to receive from God when you're strong in your spirit. And it's easier to resist the devil. No, devil, no. We're not having it that way. And it's easier to stand in faith, walking out that patience before God as you are believing God for the things in your life. And so, the ultimate goal of developing the strength of your spirit is to be able to strengthen others. The stronger we are, the easier it is to help somebody else that's hurting, that's broken, they can't get through, they're struggling. That's the primary reason why we need to be strong in the Lord, because there are other people that need that lifeline from us to be able to help them get through whatever they're going through. And so I like this in Joel 3:10, let the weak say, I am strong. So let's say that. Let the weak say,
I am strong.
Let the weak say, I am strong.
I am strong.
I'm strong.
I am, let the dismayed say, I am strong. let the sick say, I am strong. Let the flabbergasted, the overcome, the overwhelmed say, hey,
I'm strong.
I'm flappable. I'm steady. I'm not easily moved. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Now, we're going to start something here on this day that will carry over into the next day. We don't have time to go much into it, but I want to start by talking to you about the 7 benefits of a strong spirit. 7 benefits of a strong spirit. And the first one is a strong spirit will get you through anything. Whatever's going on, whatever's happening, it'll get you through that. It says Proverbs 24:10 in the Amplified Translation, if you faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small, or your spirit is weak. And the New Living Translation says this, if you fail under pressure, your strength is too small. Wow.
It's true. And that's one way, you know, a lot of times, well, I would say most of the time, we all think we're stronger, perhaps, than we really are, until we learn to pay attention. You know, we went through something, George, back a few years ago. It was a whooping. I mean, it was a whooping in every way. It knocked us down so hard. And it took us by surprise, and things that were said and done, and that whole ordeal took about a year to get straightened out.
Yeah.
And but we made a determination how we're going to get through this. We pressed into who we are in Christ, and did what we've been telling you to do. We did it day and night. And we came through that victoriously, but we looked at each other and said, by God, in Jesus' name, that will never happen to us again. Mm-mm. We will never let anything knock us on our keister the way that one did. Absolutely not. And, you know, because of that and coming through and pressing through, Pastor, that first of all, we saw that we were weak in an area we absolutely should not have been.
Yes, that's right.
But in the process of that and that pressing against that resistance that we had, we came out stronger. And since then, a lot of stuff's come our way. But it's more like, get off me. You know, well, maybe not always just like that. But we're strong enough now because we said, in Jesus' name, that'll never do that to me again.
That's right. It's like batting practice.
There you go.
Batting practice. Have you ever, you know those cages where they have the batting practice and that automatic ball comes to you? But you think about that getting faster and faster. And when you're strong in the Lord, you're able to hit every situation that's coming at you. And no matter how fast it's coming and no matter how many directions it's coming from, the stronger you are in your spirit, the more you are able to handle the challenges that we face in life. And that's why it's so important.
Yes.
To get this.
That's right. And these things don't happen overnight, but they can happen. The more you invest in it, the more it will pay you back, and the quicker that payback becomes. Because there's nothing that says you can't grow up in the Lord quickly, but you have to invest. So this MP3, Holy Developed Spirit, Soul, and Body by Brother Copeland, it's 12 messages. And I think it's so wonderful to have 12 in a row.
Yeah.
They're not 15 minutes apiece.
No, they're not.
It takes some time. They're probably an hour or so each. But that's the investment it takes. And if you want to try to live on a fast food lifestyle and yet produce like you've been eating three square meals a day, you're going to be disappointed. So you invest. You invest in the Word. You invest in your life. You invest for yourself, for your family, for your own walk with the Lord. The stronger you are in spirit, the closer connection you have to God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
And so this Holy Developed Spirit, Soul, and Body, 12 messages on this MP3 CD. You can get that by going to kcm.org or watch the information that's about to follow and that's on your screen, because we want to give it to you. We want to bless you. My goodness.
You are strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
When the world seems upside down, when circumstances are unexpected, and the darkness is getting darker, God's light inside you is growing stronger. Get Holy Developed Spirit, Soul, and Body, 12 audio messages by Kenneth Copeland, and be the person whose strong spirit stands firm and overcomes. When you mature in Christ, you walk in the wisdom of God to persevere through anything. Your spirit, soul, and body are made whole and complete in Christ. Learn to live separate from the chaos of the world and carry God's victory. All that you are is a new creation in Christ. Know your authority. Be full of faith and power. God made you in His image with everything you need for success, health, peace, and joy. Practice love, grow your faith, and become wholly developed, spirit, soul, and body. Request your free copy of Kenneth Copeland's teaching series, Wholly Developed, Spirit, Soul, and Body,
on kcm.org/TV special or when you call 800-600-7395. God desires for you to be complete and whole, lacking nothing. You can live an overcoming and prosperous life in these end times. Offers good for 60 days. Outside of the U.S., shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Kenneth Copeland Ministries is here to pray for you. If you need prayer for something in your life, we have trained and licensed prayer ministers who are filled with God's love, standing by to pray with you in faith and according to God's word. Just give us a call at 817-852-6000 and let us help you receive God's promises into your life.
Now remember, this is absolutely free. It's 12 messages. And there's something I want to mention to you about this that the Lord quickened to me. And that was total immersion. Be getting totally immersed in the Word of God. That's what our big believers' conventions are all about. That's what life is all about. That's what the Lord spoke to Brother Copeland many years ago about being totally immersed in the Word of God. I remember when you went and when you were learning Spanish and you were away for a week and totally immersed in Spanish. And what did you come home doing?
Speaking Spanish.
You were speaking Spanish.
But you know what? Here's the thing with that too, George.
Yeah.
That was 40 years ago. I did that. I needed it at the time. And then the need went away. I quit speaking Spanish and it just about left me as quick as it came because I didn't get rooted in it.
Yeah.
You know, I was able to speak to a degree. So we have to be rooted in these things by hearing and hearing and hearing.
And we need to learn how to speak faith. And there are people that need help in doing this. We provide these things for them, but we also provide prayer.
So we have a prayer line. The number is right there on your screen. We have licensed prayer ministers who are trained in the Word of God, trained in faith to pray for you because God has an answer for you. God's Word has an answer for you. And we want to help you with that. We love you so much. Everything we do is with you in mind.
That's
we don't
right.
do things for ourselves.
That's right.
We just do it to reach out to you because we love you, we want to help you, and we want to see you walking in the kind of victory that we see from the Word of God is available to you. We'd love to hear from you if you want to call the number or you can write us or somehow let us know that you're watching and if these programs are feeding your faith. That means a lot to George and I. Always check to see, are they writing? Are they calling to let us know? So we'd love to hear from you. Until next time, don't forget, God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. Watch the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast free on kcm.org or KCM's Roku channel. If you would like a free copy of the broadcast to put into your faith library, you can download it on kcm.org or request it on DVD or CD. Keep your heart full of the Word of God and continue to grow in faith. Every believer has a voice, and it is the voice of victory.